whatever they burn with inside.
Too bright, sorry.
Too bright. Okay. Alright, well, let's look at the book. Mama will shine the light on the book so we can see it very well. The Jet Alphabet Book. The Jet Alphabet Book. A is for Air Comet. This is the first jet plane that was built in this country, in America. All the other planes before it had propellers out, the propellers stuck out in the air on the fronts of the airplanes. But the jet airplanes, they put the propellers inside tubes to make jet engines, and they let the planes go faster. They could make the planes go even going very fast.
This airplane is not
This airplane is what?
This airplane is not
Did you say it will not come?
Yes.
It can come, but when it comes, if it goes faster than sound, then you can't hear it coming because it will come faster than the sound that the engine makes.
He has a big engine at fire make it
That's right. The big engine shoots out fire and that pushes it through the air to make it come. B is for Bell XS-1. This is the first plane that could fly faster than sound. Well, the first plane that did fly faster than sound. We called it breaking the sound barrier. So it makes a big boom when it goes past the speed of sound. All the sound builds up and makes a big boom. What?
This airplane beat up when it makes a big boom.
Yeah, when it speeds up, when it gets to the speed of sound, if it goes faster and faster, then when it starts going faster than sound, all the sound builds up in front of it and makes a big boom. They call it a sonic boom. This was the first airplane that ever went faster than sound.
It has
a big sonic boom.
It has. That airplane has. The windows at the up and have longer windows on the side that people can look up.
That's right. You can tell this airplane is for carrying people because it has windows all down the side. This airplane, C, is for Concorde. This airplane can also fly faster than sound. This is the fastest airplane that's made for carrying people back and forth.
That airplane is
It can come.
I guess airplane is
Well, yes, airplanes
That's not
can,
the right word to
airplanes
use
Airplanes can come
can
or
fly.
Go. They can fly when they're coming and they can fly when they're going. So This airplane is the Concorde. It can fly so fast it can go across the ocean in only 3 hours. D is for Dream. This airplane is called the Antonov 225, but its name in Russian, its nickname is Mriya, which means dream. So they say D is for Dream, and this was the biggest jet plane that was ever made. It has 6 engines, 3 engines on the left wing and 3 engines on the right wing. It's a very, very big jet plane, the biggest that was ever made. E is for E3. This is a surveillance jet. Surveillance means looking for things. And
mm-hmm.
E. E is for E3. Do you want me to read the words on the page?
Yes.
Okay. E is for E3. This is an electronic surveillance jet. The large dome over its fuselage is
those airplanes can fly.
All airplanes can come or go. Come means they're coming toward us, and when we say they go, they're going away from us. It says, the large dome over its fuselage is full of sophisticated electronics known
this
as...
This is E.
I wouldn't bother reading the words right now.
That's right. E is for E3. So it has a big radar dome on it. Inside the radar dome are antennas that shoot out radio signals. That's right. The radio signals bounce off other airplanes, and when they bounce back to the dome, then the antennas can listen to those signals. They can see those signals, and then they know that other airplanes are there. So if they shoot signals all around, then they can see if there are any airplanes nearby. And radio signals can see farther than just looking with our eyes. They can see for hundreds of miles.
This airplane is far away.
Yeah, airplane. Oh, this one is far away. Yeah, this one's farther away than this one, so it looks smaller. But they're the same kind of airplane.
This one is over, and this one is way far away.
That's right. This one is closer, and this one is farther. This one's closer to us, and this one is farther away. F is for Fighting Falcon. This airplane is also called the F-16.
This airplane is a fighting airplane. This airplane is made to fight with other airplanes.
That's right. This one is
fighter jet.
This one is a fighter jet. It's made to fight with other airplanes, so it has little missiles on it to shoot at other airplanes to make them go away. And it has engines that are so strong that it can go faster and faster even when it's flying straight up. Not very many airplanes can do that.
That's a thing, my airplane, that went up out of another airplane.
That's right. This was a small airplane that was designed to drop out of another big airplane. If the big airplane...
This... The big airplane...
The big airplane carries this airplane to the left.
This is B3.
This says B36. B36. A B36 is a big. A B-36 is a big airplane. That was one of the big airplanes that could have carried this little airplane. But this airplane was called Goblin. G is for Goblin. So this was a small airplane designed to drop out of the big airplanes. But they never used this airplane. It was just an idea. Somebody...
No, I read the bird open her mouth, her every day open back in Spongebob.
What's that?
Carry it back to its what? Something spot?
It's Lopat.
Lopat?
Launch pad.
Launch pad.
Oh, launch pad.
Launch pad.
Oh, you're saying
the big airplane
will carry the little airplane back to its launch pad?
Yes.
When airplanes go back, they usually land on a runway. Most airplanes land on a runway. We don't usually call it a launch pad like a rocket, but some airplanes that can take off going straight up, they might have a launch pad. A pad is just a small space. Most airplanes need a long runway to take off or to land. Straight up. This airplane can take off going straight up, and it can land going straight down. So this is an airplane that doesn't need a runway. H is for
land in a field.
Yeah, it could even land in a field because it doesn't have to roll while it's landing, because it can just come straight down. So even though a field is very bumpy, it can still land, even though its wheels wouldn't be able to roll very well, because it can land going straight down. H is for Harrier jet. The name of this plane is a Harrier. They also call it a jump jet, because it can go straight up or straight down onto the ground. I is for Ilyushin IL-62. What does this airplane carry? What do you think this airplane carries?
People.
Because it has windows on the side. So it carries people. And this is an airplane that's made in Russia, in another country. J is for jumbo jet. They call big airplanes for carrying people and things jumbo jets.
Eight, seven.
It says 767. 767.
Seven, six, seven.
That's right. What about this one?
Heaven.
777 or 777, or because there are
triple seven.
Some people call it a 777 because there are three sevens. And what about these over here?
This one is very far away.
It's far away. Farther away than the others, so it looks smaller, but actually this is the biggest one of all of these. This is a 747, 747. It can hold over 500 people. And how about this one?
It's for carrying people.
Also for carrying people. This is called an L-1011, or L-1011.
No, it has...
I've never heard of that one.
O.
Oh, that O is a zero. L-1011. Zero and O look a lot alike.
Oh, I've never heard of that one. That's interesting.
K is for KC-10.
It has a big pipe.
That's right, it has a big pipe, because inside the airplane is a big tank for carrying fuel for airplanes' engines. And it can...
No, And at fear in other areas, but they find the sky.
That's right. It can give fuel to other airplanes while they're flying in the sky. Then another airplane can come up and fly next to this airplane, and it can pump fuel through the pipe to the other airplane, so the other airplane can keep flying even when it runs out of fuel. L is for Learjet.
Definitely a smaller airplane.
That's a smaller airplane. Yeah, a person named Lear decided to build a smaller airplane.
My boat.
Yeah, there are boats down there in the water.
That's a plane look like my boat.
They look like small boats because they're so far away. They're way down there. We're looking at this airplane up here. It's a very small airplane that was made
to fly across the sea.
It can fly across the sea or across the land. Airplanes can fly anywhere there's air to fly in. But this small airplane was made so people could fly their own airplane wherever they want to. When we take a trip on an airplane, we fly on an airplane with lots of other people on a big airplane. But this airplane was made so people could fly their own airplane wherever they want. It's called a Learjet. M is for Microjet. Micro is used to mean very, very small. So a microjet is a very, very small jet plane. It just holds one person, and people can write messages on it, so the airplane can show the messages to people.
Shine the light on here.
Oh, shine the light on here.
Okay.
Oh,
N is for Nighthawk. This is the F-117 Nighthawk. They call it the stealth fighter because it's hard to see with radar. It has all these funny shapes on the outside, and if radar signals come in, if radio signals come in, then they'll bounce off in other directions, and they won't bounce back to the radar dome of another airplane or radar station, so it's very hard to see it with radar signals. So it can fly in and nobody knows that it's there. O is for ox cart.
Yes, if we make the bait at fire.
Yeah, it has big engines shooting out lots of fire to make it go very, very fast. It can come or go, and it can come and go very, very fast. And it can fly very high. This airplane was made to fly very high and fast over other places to take pictures of them. And it flies so high that the pilot of the airplane has to wear a spacesuit like astronauts, because the airplane flies above most of the air.
Hide the light on here.
P is for Phantom.
Hide the light.
Yeah,
well, sure,
I'm
Zhao
shining
Zhao
the light
now.
On there. P-P-H makes a F sound, so P can be for Phantom. It's P-H.
This airplane has a big engine left fire.
That's right.
And this airplane is that it bite me.
It's painted with teeth, but they're just painted. It's just a picture of teeth. Do you think they can actually bite you?
Yes.
You think so? Well, it's made to look like it can bite people, But
飞机能咬你吗?
They just draw teeth on the front of this airplane. They're not real teeth. They're just paint. But it's made to look scary. And they built lots and lots of these airplanes.
This airplane has a nose.
It has a nose. You can tell an airplane is designed to fly very fast if it has a very pointy nose like this. Because when you fly very fast, faster than sound, it helps to go through the air if you have a very pointy nose. Q is for quick change.
This airplane made by Mama's company.
Oh, that's right. Mama's company makes this airplane. It's made in a building very close to Mama's office.
This airplane is made for carrying people.
Yeah, it's made for carrying people, but also other things. And it's called quick change because they can take out the seats that carry people so that instead it can carry boxes of other things.
I had no idea that QC stands for quick change. That's really funny.
They can change what the airplane carries. If they want, it can carry people during the day and carry boxes during the night. So it's very easy to use for different things. Lots of this airplane have been made.
In fact, when other airplane.
Oh, that's right. This is another fighting airplane. R is for raptor. A raptor is a big bird, so they named this airplane after the bird. They called it the F-22 Raptor. This is a pretty new plane. They're still making this airplane today. S is for spirit, which is the name of
this airplane in Ohio, and this one fly away.
Ah, yes, this one is closer, that one's farther away, but they're the same airplane, they're the same size.
This airplane has land on a ship.
Yeah, this airplane is designed to land on a ship. And it has wings that can change shape. They can spread out to the sides if the airplane wants to fly slower, or they can curve back if the airplane wants to fly faster. It's good to fly slow when you want to land on a ship.
This airplane has big engines on the back, shooting out fire.
It has big engines on the back, shooting out fire to push the airplane forward. This airplane also goes very fast. And its wings can move depending on how fast it wants to go. This plane is called Tomcat. T is for Tomcat. A kind of cat. U is for U-2. U-2 is a plane designed